Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Under a shelter that will soon be jammed with soccer players waiting for the lightning to subside, Christine Wollaston-Jury, who plays for a Massachusetts team of over 60 women, explains some of the attractions of the annual Veterans Cup tournament.
It's wonderful. It's the best time. We play soccer, we meet wonderful people, we go and see interesting places, and we visit attractions and museums, and we drink a lot of beer.
No wonder this annual tournament, which began 11 years ago, has grown to a field of over 70 teams. The 2009 edition of the Veterans Cup transpired last week in Lancaster, Massachusetts. There were teams from New England, of course, but there were also teams from Florida, from Arizona, from Hawaii, from Costa Rica, and one intrepid team of over 60 gentlemen said to have arrived on a corporate jet from Japan. They called themselves Men from the 40s, though according to the only member of the team who spoke English, the oldest of them was born in 1924.
32, 85.
Number 32 is
today
85.
The birthday. Quite famous. His name is Yamaguchi. He in this competition. Everybody knows him.
Mr. Yamaguchi was easily recognizable. While his teammates all wore red uniform T-shirts and red soccer shorts, he wore gold pants. A distinction earned because at 85, he is the player closest to 100. Unhappily for Mr. Yamaguchi and the rest of the men of the 40s, the Japanese team was outplayed by the over-60 Massachusetts Blues in that game. But Magid Mazin, a transplanted New Englander who was born in Egypt, was thoroughly impressed by the efforts of his octogenarian counterpart.
I saw him 2 years ago in North Carolina. He was 82. Fantastic. He's a role model. He is an inspiration to me.
At last week's tournament, there was inspiration everywhere. One over 60 woman with whom I spoke had come back from a torn Achilles tendon. Scores of the players had endured multiple knee surgeries. One of the referees had recovered from cancer and a heart attack. She was also wearing a knee brace. And then there were all those players who simply refused to acknowledge that soccer is a young person's sport, some of whom had played at a very high level when they were themselves young persons. I spoke to one of them in my car while we waited for the early afternoon thunder showers to pass.
Well, I was fortunate to be drafted by the Cosmos in the first years of the NASL when they had to have two token Americans on the roster.
Stanley Startzel is currently a member of one of the stronger 55 and over teams at the Veterans Cup tournament. He made that age limit with several years to spare. But back in 72, he was a North American Soccer League rookie in New York on the league's wealthiest team.
But then I asked to be traded because I heard Pelé was coming and they had to make room for his salary on the roster. So I offered to go to Philadelphia, and the rest is history.
The idea would be making room for his salary when everybody else would get $1.82.
Well, yeah, we should have been on food stamps in those days.
Stanley Startzel runs a youth soccer program in Massachusetts, but during the Veterans Cup tournament, he was a player again with all the benefits and the challenges.
Things you look forward to is the massage. You get your legs massaged 15 minutes before the match and 15 minutes after. The massage tent, there's a line that starts forming, so you got to get there pretty early. So the older the divisions, the larger your bag gets, you know, in terms of medicines and liquids and things to help you recover for these games.
Once play had recommenced after the storm, players did indeed begin making their way to the massage tent. One of them was a man in his late 60s named Pepe, who was groaning softly as a masseuse named Jennifer worked on his legs.
How's this going? Is this going okay? Is he going to be able to play?
Going well. He actually already played today.
You say we'll find out tomorrow?
Because I scored 3 goals today. Let's see what happens tomorrow if she helps me.
I'm going to make it up to 5 tomorrow.
I could have had 5 today.
Up the hill from the massage tent on one of the several artificial turf fields in the Lancaster complex, another older player was less concerned about how well his legs would hold up than he was about what the fans he anticipated might make of his performance on the field. Anson Dorrance, who has coached the University of North Carolina women's team and the U.S. national women's team to numerous championships, was playing for a team called North Carolina United, which featured in goal current Boston Breakers and former national team coach Tony DiCicco. As game time approached, Dorrance fretted that some of his former players might soon start showing up.
I'm sure that what they're going to try to remember are the things I used to yell at them from the sidelines. So I know what I'm going to hear are all the cliches of, you know, whatever things used to drive them nuts when they were playing. And I know I'm going to hear all of that. But you know what? It's all good-natured fun. And I know they're going to have a good time teasing me and teasing Tony. And I look forward to seeing them, honestly.
If there was teasing, it apparently didn't distract Dorrance or DiCicco. North Carolina United swept through the first four games of the Veterans Cup, scoring 15 goals and allowing only four, though they did fall to the Texas Wanderers in the final, 3-2. Not so fortunate were the Arizona Antiques, an over-60 women's team from Phoenix that failed to score at all over the course of 3 days, which must have come as a disappointment, given what one of their players said before game one.
We do want to win and score a lot of goals. Hopefully we can score a lot of goals.
That's Dorothy Tejada, a 68-year-old great-grandmother of five. I was surprised to learn from Dorothy that her role on the team is to score because she did not seem a likely candidate to win many balls in the air. How tall are you, I asked.
How tall am I? About five, a little over five.
A little over five when you jump.
When I jump. I used to be taller. I used to be an inch taller.
Lots of the players in this tournament used to be taller, and all of them used to be faster, and some of them from Costa Rica and Florida used to represent their countries in the World Cup or play for professional teams, and at least one of them from Japan seems destined to play forever, which might seem like a crazy notion until you attend an event like the Veterans Cup tournament. My story about the Veterans Cup soccer tournament will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have an update on the Tour de France from where else? France. And a look ahead at the economic future of baseball's All-Star Game. I'll be talking with the organizer of a Winnebago competition in which the drivers will be blindfolded and going backwards. And it's hard to imagine that anything could go wrong there. I'll be talking with Grant Wall about his new book, The Beckham Experiment, in which Landon Donovan reveals that his past and current teammate is a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous middle-aged midfielder. Though, except for that stuff, Landon thinks David is great. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.